And customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
I'm calling because a bank notified me possibly a fraudulent charge, so I went to my bank statements and that's how I got this number. What is this Better Wellness?
This is a third-party call center, and we work for many different companies. If I can get your zip code, I can find an account for you and tell you what's going on.
Okay. Zip code's 26851.
First and last name.
Rebecca
Rebecca.
Everby.
All right, and are you able to verify the address for your security purposes?
P.O. Box 210, Wardenville, West Virginia.
P.O. Box, what was the number?
210.
All right, I do have that account. And I do see on here where you were charged. Let me see.
5989.
I do see on here where you were charged $59.89. What the charge did was when you did that survey to try to win that mixer, you automatically got enrolled inside of a monthly meal plan for the Bites Hub. It's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. And it also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better. So what you're enrolled in is inside of a monthly meal plan for the Bites Hub. And that's why you were
Okay.
charged.
Is it possible? Do you take care of cancellations or no?
I do understand that you want to cancel. Could we at least offer you $20 a month for it?
No. I get myself, I appreciate the offer, don't get me wrong. I have great intentions. And I get myself enrolled in all kinds of stuff, but you know, it's money wasted if you don't use it. And right now, no, I don't have time because I'm trying to create some food for myself out in this garden. If the weather would if old man weather would make his mind up, he's bipolar and he must be off his meds or something. Anyway, no, I appreciate the offer, but yeah, if we could cancel that, that would be great.
Let me see. Okay, ma'am, you are canceled.
So I'm assuming I'll get a refund for that $59.89 since it was just charged on the 22nd of April.
Yes, ma'am, there is a $5 non-refundable fee for that, but I can't get that $54.89 going into your account.
Okay.
Give me one second. I'm almost done. Refund it for you. All right, let me see. Okay, I did get that amount going back into your account, and I also did get this account canceled out for you. Is there anything else I could do for you as of today?
So let me understand you correctly. You said there was a fee to cancel, right?
Yes, ma'am. There was a $5 non-refundable fee.
Okay, so the dollar amount that'll be refunded to the I'm not the best. I could write it down. What's the dollar amount that's gonna be refunded?
54.89.
Okay. And will you send a confirmation email to my email address or
I can
no?
give you a confirmation number.
Okay.
A cancellation number.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
C as in Charlie. 920-632-977.
I'm gonna read that back to you. C as in Charlie, 920-632-977.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we're canceled then.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, can you put a $500,000 into my account as well?
Oh, if I
Okay,
could, I would.
No, if you could, you wouldn't be talking to me at this present moment. No. Thank you very much for all your help and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.